This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, another Sunday edition. We are here live, as we always are, and you can join us right here by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And
oh, I got.
Oh,
did
come
not,
on!
Did not unmute your mic.
And Richard, we did the whole mic check and everything.
Yeah, we did. but here we are yet again with more coronavirus-related insanity. But also, Richie, you had another story that sounded pretty interesting that actually, surprisingly, doesn't have to do with coronavirus. It has to do with business licensing. I hope we get to that a little bit later.
Okay.
But we're going to start out with another story that you brought in, because there's this big $2.2 trillion boondoggle package.
Stimulus bailout, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I mean, I hate calling it a stimulus because it's just stealing is what it is. It's just, you know, when they print out money, which is what they're going to have to do to fund this, because this is like, I think it's roughly half of the federal budget, so they've basically increased the federal budget by 50% in one fell swoop here. So it's a huge amount of money, and of course a ton of it is going to be going to big business, mega corporations, and they're supposed to be, like, as from what I understood, loans being made to small businesses.
Which is another weird thing, right? They're allowing them to take loans. I think Bank of America recently got in trouble because they said that if they got the bailout money, they would be giving out small business loans, and then they reneged on it a bit and said, we're only giving it to customers who previously got a loan with us. So they balked on that aspect of it as well. But
well,
yeah,
Bank of America sucks.
Sure,
so.
But it's not even real. It's not even like, here's free money. It's stolen money, and they're lending it to you.
Yeah, and I don't know what the terms are of the loan, or, you know, if they're favorable at all, or how that works. I don't, you know, I haven't paid any attention to that.
Me neither.
Because I don't want their money. I'm not interested in it. I mean, I don't blame somebody for taking it if it's there. I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily. But, you know, you get in bed with the gang, you got to consider the possible consequences.
That's a tough spot, because I generally agree with you in that assessment, right? I don't want it. I don't want to take it. I don't want to be on the record as having received it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's a double whammy to me, right? Because they're going to inflate the currency regardless.
Right.
So I'm going to be behind the eight ball.
Might as well get your piece.
And I'm not getting, and I'm refusing my piece. So I'm even further behind the people that take the money on principle alone, right? It's another, like, price you pay for holding a principled position type of thing, where it'd be easy just to, like, yeah, if everyone's getting it, we're going to get screwed no matter what, I might as well get my piece.
Right. Yeah, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. I mean, you did pay them, right? Like, they've been taxing you your whole life. They've been screwing you. So if you can get a piece of the action, I don't think there's anything wrong with it necessarily.
Yeah.
Melanie, joining us. Welcome.
Hey.
Good to have you here. So we're talking about, of course, coronavirus-related madness. And you've got a story, Richie, about these mom-and-pop businesses who are trying to get a piece.
Trying to get a piece.
Of this $2.2 trillion, or however many hundreds of billions were allocated for these business loans. I think it was like over $300 billion or something like that.
Well, the article that I have is a few days old, but it says $2.3 trillion economic stimulus. So that's,
yeah, but there's only a piece of it is going to the loans, like,
right,
$300 or $400 billion or $500 billion, something like that.
Right.
There was actually a really handy graph over at, I think it was visualcapitalist.com. Yeah. Let me see here. So this is the anatomy of the $2 trillion COVID-19 stimulus bill. $425 billion will be going to loans for corporations. $350 billion will go to small business. So there's a whole separate $500 billion just for large corporations.
Right.
And then there's $350 billion going as new loans out to so-called small businesses. So what qualifies somebody as a small business?
Right. So the article, mom and pop shops worry they will be squeezed out of the aid. Family-owned restaurants fear that they could be pitted against larger competitors, hotel chains, and potentially investment funds in a race starting on Friday. I think this was this past Friday because this is from the March 31st. For the $349 billion pot of money the U.S. government will offer businesses hard hit by coronavirus. So, the term small business took a new meaning when a 56-word provision was inserted into the 148,124-word bill that raced through Congress.
Did you say 148,000 words?
Yes.
Wow.
Imagine writing that essay.
Man. Imagine reading it. Guess what?
Which they don't.
They didn't.
They don't. You got to pass the bill, and then you can find out what's in it.
Yeah.
So someone did, because they found this 56-word provision.
Right.
That doesn't mean they read it. They could have just read that part of it.
Control F.
I'll do that all the time. They'll be like, here's this 8-million-page IRS reg. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm going to read the part on Schedule Cs.
There you go.
Control F. Find small business.
But they found this 56-word provision. For certain small business loan purposes, the term typically refers to companies that employ fewer than 500 workers. But Congress and the Trump administration agreed to include large hotel and restaurant chains as long as they employed fewer than 500 workers in a given location.
Oh, so Marriott, this massive international hotel chain.
Right.
They probably don't have a whole lot of hotels with more than 500 employees.
And the smaller motels.
There's also a requirement, though, that they be a flow-through corporation or a flow-through business, not a corporation, which is your sole proprietors, your LLCs, and your S-Corps, which for all purposes people would know is the same thing as an LLC. So it's
okay, but could one of these hotel companies be one of those things?
Probably not. They could. I would be really surprised by that.
So why would they be allowing hotels into the definition if they wouldn't?
Because
fit?
If you own, like, two hotels with, I don't know, 800 employees.
Okay.
Well, now private equity firms, venture capital funds, and other large investors are also angling for a piece of the action. Some smaller restaurants worry they could be shouldered aside by well-connected corporate operations. Who needs the support most desperately? The Big Mac or the small fry? The management of Eleanor Restaurant in Washington wrote on Instagram last week. Jared Bernstein, an economist in the liberal-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, said well-oiled, bigger enterprises could get to the head of the line for loans that will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. At the end of the day, it's going to be very hard to figure out how to help the smallest, most vulnerable businesses. We're in a tsunami here, and some people will get washed away, Bernstein said.
Which creates another perverse incentive, because if you're like, well, you know, maybe I'm good through July, you know, and I think this might, you know, maybe it'll blow over next month, maybe it won't, you know, come July, then I'll reevaluate things. Well, probably not, because it'll probably be gone by
then. Yeah, you got to, everyone's
so
got
to either
get
do it
front
now
of line. Yeah.
Or not.
Before Congress could pass the economic stimulus, consultants advised clients to ready their applications for forgivable loans that can turn into grants if the money is used for payroll, rent, and other expenses. We would advise consulting your own preferred lender now, the Berman & Company public relations firm wrote to clients on March 25th, 2 days before President Trump signed the bill into law.
Yeah, let me tell you something about federal loans and forgiveness provisions. They're not real.
What do you mean?
So they're in there, and they say that. They're lying.
Okay, what does it mean to say that there's a forgiveness provision?
Like if it says if you do, so there's, it's structured as a loan, but they're like pretending it's a grant, basically, and they say, well, if you do XYZ, in this case, I think it's if you spend it on payroll and rent,
payroll, rent, and other expenses, according to the article.
Then it's forgiven after like so many weeks.
Wait. So it's free money in that case? So if
that's true.
Uh-huh. So if I...
And that's the way it's written. That doesn't mean that that's true. And I'm sure that's what's in the contract. Also doesn't make it true. There are plenty of people who got burned on that with student loans.
Okay, so what you're saying is if I own one of these small businesses and I somehow am qualified for this and I get this money in however much it is,
structured as a loan,
20 grand or whatever, 20 grand loan, and I spend it on payroll or those other two things,
rent and other expenses,
then you're saying they're claiming they'll forgive the loan, meaning that I won't have to pay it back, but you're saying that's not true?
That's the claim, and I mean, I can't see into the future any better than you can do, but I know the government's track record on following through with that, and it ain't great.
On other forgivable loans, so-called forgivable loans,
yeah,
in the past?
So the people who took the student loans and did the 10-year, if you work for one of our public programs, doctors in short supply areas, public defenders, district attorneys, things like that, then we'll wipe it after 10 years. And people who took that pay hit down to the, you know, a figure down, they're not being released from that.
So I said, you get in bed with a gang. Don't be surprised if you get into some real deep S. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Feel free to join any of those. and then we will talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. That is what we do here on Free Talk Live with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Richie Rich.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Small business owners maybe getting screwed over, surprise, surprise, by this federal stimulus package, because guess what?
Don't sign deals with the devil, literally.
Well, there's
literally
that.
Don't do that.
Well-connected corporate interests.
But yeah, surprise, the big corporations, you know, they're going to be at the front of the line, basically, and if you get a piece of it, then you may still end up getting screwed, because they may not forgive the loans. As Melanie was just telling us, the federal government doesn't have a particularly good track record at actually forgiving the supposedly forgivable loans that they've issued in the past. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe you got to figure out a better way to deal with this nonsense than going to the very same people that caused the problem in the first place. Because if it weren't for the government goons, you could have kept your doors open if you wanted to take that risk.
If you want to take that risk.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, right? Like, some companies may have shut down voluntarily amidst the, you know, paranoia.
And if they did, then they would have no one else to blame but themselves.
Right.
But if you didn't shut down until they made you. And in some cases, people were like, oh, that's a cute odor you have over here. I'm opening anyway. And then they sent people to actually make you. Okay, well, then the government is the direct cause of anything that happens after that.
It's true. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Travis, you're listening online in Tennessee. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
I've been listening to you for probably about 2-3 weeks, and you put out good content.
Thanks.
I'm calling in to talk about some things that I have on my mind about cryptocurrency.
Yeah, sure. Let's hear it.
I've been following Bitcoin. I first heard about Bitcoin when it was under a dollar on 4chan a long time ago. And
I hope you bought in at that time, because
I didn't either. I like the idea of crypto, the Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is too, Bitcoin is not anonymous enough. A lot of the people that worked on Bitcoin was focusing on the software and how to make it more reliable and more secure.
Yeah, and I don't think Bitcoin has ever presented itself as being anonymous, but they do have Monero and Zencash, from what I hear, is supposed to be anonymous.
Some Bitcoin advocates have bandied about the phrase pseudonymous.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. To give the illusion that it's anonymous.
Everybody knows about Bitcoin because Bitcoin was the first.
Has the name recognition. There's no doubt about it. There was an interesting story that came out this last week. I think Aria covered it on either the Tuesday or Wednesday show, but it was about how somebody did an analysis of the white paper for Monero and compared it to Satoshi Nakamoto, who was the creator of Bitcoin, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, and they believe that it may have been Satoshi Nakamoto who also came out with Monero.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know if there's any truth to that, but they found a few little bits of evidence that suggest that maybe the writing styles were similar. Yeah. Of course, the Monero person may have purposefully made his writing style sound similar to Satoshi Nakamoto, or maybe it was the same person.
And to be fair, Bitcoin is a lot less anonymous now than it was when it was created.
What do you mean by that?
So when it was created, you didn't have websites where I could just go to this website and just type in your wallet address and see every transaction that you've done.
Yeah, they did. They had that pretty soon out the gate. I mean, it might not have been the first year, but it was pretty early. Those are called block explorers, and that's always been a feature of Bitcoin as far back as I can remember.
But
what they came out with since then, Melanie, is what they call Chainalysis, which is a much more scientific or technical version of that. So, any of us can go to blockchain.info, take a Bitcoin address, drop it in there, and look at the history of that address. That's easy to do. But these Chainalysis companies can actually, trace over time where, Bitcoin Bitcoin has gone to over all these different addresses or whatever, and really do a lot of analysis on the history of Bitcoin transactions and who's interacted with who, and like graph them and things like that.
The only thing that makes it anonymous is there's no real way to trace the wallet to an individual if the individual doesn't want
it to
be traced.
That's probably not true on a entity level. So I can't do that. But I'm sure that there are government agencies that can.
Go ahead, Travis.
No, because I can create a paper wallet and have someone deposit money into it, and they don't know that.
I have a different. I have an idea for a new type of cryptocurrency.
Okay.
I came up with this idea a couple years ago, and I would be making it, but I have problems reading spelling, so I can't program. You ever heard of quantum entanglement?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't remember what it is. Is that where two things that are linked together, like, do the same thing across a distance?
Right. You can have particles that are in a entangled position,
mm-hmm.
and they have spin-ups and spin-downs. But when you don't know the position of the spin-up or spin-down on both of them, but when you look at one of them, the other, it can be spin up or spin down, but when you look at that one, the other one instantaneously, but it's the opposite, faster than speed of light.
Okay.
Einstein called it spooky action at a distance. I had this idea of a cryptocurrency, a physical coin, a real coin, not a virtual coin, that is entangled with all these other coins, like you make like physical coins and make a peer-to-peer mesh network. And it'd be like internet. It'd be basically a new type of internet.
Wow, that sounds like way beyond my ability to really even understand how something like that would work.
Timecube.com.
How you could have a physical coin that was also a cryptocurrency. I mean, they have these, with Bitcoin, they have these physical sort of collectible coins called
Cassatious
coins. Yeah, yeah. And I think there's been somebody else who's done it since then. But those are just physical representations of what's on the blockchain, the digital version.
Yeah.
So when this they're all peer-to-peer mesh network, and they're real-time encrypted, so it'd be a new type of internet, and the value of the currency will be information.
So the coin itself would have to send out some sort of broadcast and receiving signal.
Sounds really complicated. I'm not saying it's impossible. It could be possible, Travis. You'll have to let us know if you ever put it together. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Sounds like a really big project.
I think what he was trying to get to with the quantum entanglement is you can control the movement of the coin off-site, because whatever you do away from the coin happens on the coin at the same time. Maybe.
I don't know. It was getting a little too deep, too out in the weeds for me, man. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Small business owners, prepare to get screwed by the federal government. But then again, you should be used to that by now.
Yeah, more so than usual.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio here. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials say the worst is still ahead of us as the U.S. combats the coronavirus pandemic. The most important thing is to not panic, according to the top federal infectious disease expert.
We're going to continue to see an escalation. We should hope that within a week, maybe a little bit more, we'll start to see a flattening out of the curve and coming down.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says, until that time, we're continuing to work to contain it.
I will not say we have it under control. That would be a false statement. We are struggling to get it under control.
Fauci, on CBS's Face the Nation, says the epidemic will be felt for a long time.
As we get into next season, we may see the beginning of a resurgence, and that's the reason why we're pushing so hard and getting our preparedness much better than it was.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. In nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable, enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then this is your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org. And if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables currencies around, or rather communities around the world, to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. And Free Talk Live listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin Incorporated for this advertising.
Is it scalable down to the quantum level?
I don't know if it supports quantum entanglement. That's a good question. You can go ask Greg that over at intercoin.org.
I don't think it's a coherent question.
Anyway, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Richie Rich.
Back to your phone call. Calls and thoughts here. We got Jerome. He's in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
What's up, people? Hey, I just wanted to say I'm enjoying these press conferences that they put on every day, because I just want to see how many times Trump blows his stack or he lies. So they can't do like they did in the Senate, where you get a bunch of Pinocchio-nosed lawyers getting up and lying for you, and you don't have to answer any questions, no testimony, no documents, no nothing. We just go with what you tell us to do. Now you got to get up and face the music, and you got to answer questions. And, hey, I'm enjoying the hell out of this, not because of what this country's going through, but because I want to see him answer some questions. That's what I want to see.
What would you ask him if you had the chance?
No. Well, I asked him, why did he say that the COVID-19 was under control? When it wasn't. It never was.
I mean, I'm not here to defend Trump, but I don't think that's a fair question to ask a politician or a business owner.
Why not?
A good business owner. Because he's not a pathologist. Like, that's a fair question to ask a pathologist.
He's always talking about how smart he is and how right he is. Why did he say? No, why does he get out to the media when they repeat his own words back to him? He calls them fake news. How can it be fake when those are his very own words? How is that fake?
Yeah, I think Jerome.
I didn't say it was. You'd have to ask him.
I think Jerome might have a point.
I just
on
said
this
he's
one.
Not qualified to be answering stuff about new viruses.
But if he's making declarations about new viruses and you ask him to clarify what he's saying, right, you can't give him a pass because he's not qualified. He's put himself out there to make claims.
But if you're the one asking, if I'm like, hey, I have this medical question, you know who I should ask?
The president.
A hotel owner.
Well,
that's
who
I would, like, no.
But
like,
if the hotel
any
owner.
Answer I get, like, that's on me for being stupid.
Okay, that's fair, too. But if the hotel owner's out there the one making the claims, and you want to do, well, are you sure about these claims? Go ahead,
did you just hear the comment from Fauci? They asked him, said, what about the comment that the COVID-19 was under control? He said that's a false statement. In other words, he's calling Trump a liar, huh?
Well, are you surprised? I mean, all politicians are liars.
I know. Here we go back to that again. Look,
except for the Democrats.
Well, wouldn't
Democrats
you agree?
Are liars.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't you agree, Jerome, that all politicians are liars?
Look, Korea's best move as a player was his hook shot, and yours is to all politicians are liars, okay? I guess.
Because you can't say anything against it,
because
right?
It's unstoppable.
It's true.
Okay.
You know it's true.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Hey, lots of people lie. But you know what? I want you to talk to your host there. He said lying is not a big deal because everybody lies.
Well, who said that?
This was a talk show host. He said it years ago. In fact,
I don't believe
he probably doesn't even remember. Yes, he did. He said it on his own radio show.
I don't believe
him. I believe him.
Have you watched every talk show episode?
I'm suggesting
of every
that
show?
Jerome is lying.
Jerome, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I mean, Jerome was saying he enjoys listening to Trump lie. It's like, I don't want to listen to these
politicians. I will say, like, America season 45, I don't, like, have time to watch every single thing that goes on in that show.
Yeah. Even now?
It is an entertaining show, if you can ignore that it's real.
Well, I mean, Trump is entertaining. I don't know if the rest of it is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's what it is. Like, you don't get to just sit in on like the Senate and the Pentagon. That's what you get to watch. So,
well, you can
they
watch
put it on C-SPAN. Yeah. So 855-450-FREE. You know, since you brought up small businesses and these government loans that are going to be given out or allegedly will be given out, but maybe not, unless you know the other big businesses get them first or however that's going to end up panning
the
out.
The big businesses with small locations.
CNN Business went to apparently Los Angeles, and they went and spoke with some small business owners. I guess they hit up one particular block. They picked a block of some businesses, and they talked to – I'm sorry. Oh, okay, yeah, Colorado Boulevard in Los Angeles. I thought it was Colorado for a second there. Anyway, they spoke with these business owners and asked them about their hopes and fears right now. So the block and its businesses are very much unique, made up of a group of independently owned stores in the heart of the gentrifying community in eastern Los Angeles. But you could transplant them anywhere in the country, any town, any large city, and the stores would be much the same. Most of the business owners on the block are women, and many are minorities, reflecting a growing trend in the U.S. They went into what they do with a leap of faith and a lot of financial risk, which is typical for business.
Yeah.
Now they're on the brink of ruin. Money may be coming from Washington in the next few weeks, but they may not make it that long. Here are their stories as they told them. Quotes have been edited for length and for clarity. You got Valerie Brown, the owner of Eagle Rock Community Acupuncture, open since 2009. She said she wanted to find a place where she could foresee there being foot traffic, and Colorado Boulevard is great. I signed the lease in 2008. Both these financial times were and are gloomy, that's for sure. I didn't have as much at stake back then. I was moving into a situation where I thought, oh, things are going to be getting better. Now I'm in a situation where things were fine, and now they're getting worse. I'm very attached to my community. When I go to Trader Joe's, I know people. This business has been around for so long, we remember each other. I miss the connection I feel for all of us shopkeepers. She says, if I know that we're going to be back in business up and running in May, I think I'll have enough to get by. If it takes until June, I still think I could do it, but I'd be awfully nervous. If it doesn't look like we can go back by June, I think I'm going to have to cease this business model because it's just not going to be viable. Now, I'd like to insert here, in a lot of cases, commercial leases are five-year-long leases. So, that's, as I understand it, pretty standard for a commercial lease. So you have to wonder, these folks that are going to shut down their businesses, how much more time do they have left on their lease after that they are then going to be technically, legally on the hook for? You know, you can't run your business anymore, but you still got two more years that you got to legally pay the rent on that property.
Bankruptcy.
Yeah, they're not going to pay that.
Right.
It's going to hit their credit, but they're not going to pay that.
She says she may have to cease the business model because it may not be viable after June. She says, I sure hope that's not the situation. I hope that at some point this year we'll all be back to eating in restaurants, going to the movies, getting community acupuncture. It would be heartbreaking because of all the connections I've made. And, you know, the patients mean a lot to me, and the community means a lot to me. She says,
the only thing preventing that from happening, right,
is the government.
Right.
She says, I do hope that California will find a way to be lenient with the small businesses and perhaps give us back some of the money that we've prepaid in order to be in business in the year 2020.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You probably had to sign up for your LLC and all your business licenses, and she might have extra quasi-medical licenses that she paid for a year.
Yep.
And then they were like, oops, can't use it.
Yeah.
So I've got another headline that I didn't put as show prep, but I saw it. It was, you know, local and state governments being hit hard because of the lack of tax revenue that all these businesses are no longer paying, like all the retail shops,
all
the restaurants.
Yeah, sales tax revenue is going to dry up.
Right.
But property taxes are still going to be due.
Sure.
Business taxes, business property taxes.
They can be due all they want. They're not getting that money.
Well,
how are the states going to provide essential services with their revenue streams drying up now, too?
Yeah, well, the states are going to do what they got to do. They're going to steal your property if they need to, and then auction it off. The toll-free number is 855-453, but wouldn't that be nice if the state government actually cared enough to give you back some of the money that you prepaid? Wouldn't that be nice?
Shouldn't have taken it in the first place.
Wouldn't expect it to happen, though. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free, bring up what you want here. Live Sunday edition. We will take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the difficulties facing small business owners across the United States. Not just, you know, what's happened because of the government's restrictions, but also the supposed bailout that's coming. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Richard Rich.
Also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com because, well, it's probably more important now than it's ever been for you to take the time to actually learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrencies in general, and Bitcoin.com can help you do that. Go there, learn the basics about it, and get started into the world of cryptocurrency. Really, it's a great time, especially if you find yourself with a bunch of extra time on your hands because you can't go to work because the government's stopping you from doing that. You got a little more time? Put it into researching Bitcoin. Go to Bitcoin.com and get started over there because the government's going to be printing a bunch of money soon, and there's a good chance that that's going to inflate the supply of money. It's likely going
to
be what happens.
Guaranteed to inflate the supply of
money. What I like to do is diversify my currencies the same way that people who are allowed to make recommendations recommend that you diversify, like your stocks and stuff.
Yeah, so I like precious metals, and I like cryptocurrency as alternatives. What about you, Melanie?
Crypto, I have BCH, Ethereum, Monero, like your what I'm going to call your major cryptos.
I got some Monero recently myself.
And then I don't have gold because gold is like so expensive per small unit. It would have to be like, I'm not going to buy like, you know, give me like a quarter trip of gold.
Oh, goldbacks.
Goldbacks. Yeah.
You haven't seen goldbacks yet?
Goldbacks are twice cost twice bought, though.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it's not about goldbacks are about being used, not about just stacking and storing in a safe somewhere. And actually, there was an interesting article at goldback.com which explained that even though the goldback is about twice spot, a little less than twice spot, it's actually the cheapest 1/1000th of an ounce gold product in the world. So when you compare it to other products that may be sort of a similar weight,
yeah,
it's actually the most affordable of all.
But then silver is like you could have silver that you can hold in your hand for a roughly ballpark $20. I know it's not 20 right now, but it's ballpark $20.
That, yeah.
So that you could actually like have a stack of silver, and that's a much more usable currency than trying to do stuff with gold.
Unless I disagree. Like, goldback is incredibly useful. I've used it to buy food, and I've used it to buy computer hardware, and I've used it to buy cannabis. So it's.
I think the problem you run into with that is still the cost per small amount. Like for bigger purchase, like an ounce of gold, $1,500. Is the same size as that $20 silver piece.
Yeah, I mean, gold would be useful if you're going to buy, like, a car.
No. I just told you. I used gold to buy a little bit of cannabis. I used it to buy some food. I used it to buy a
computer product. But comparatively, you'd be better off spending silver for those small purchases on the per ounce quantity.
Well, no. It's a real pain in the butt to carry silver around. It's heavy. It takes up a lot more space than gold does. So I can just keep these goldbacks in my wallet just like any other bill, and it makes it super easy to buy things. So I recommend people check that out. But we go back to your calls and thoughts here. We got Derek on the line watching us on DLive at DLive.LRN.FM. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Welcome. You're on the air.
So I live in Florida, but I grew up in Jacksonville, or in South Dakota, sorry. And I've been paying attention to things going on up there because it's one of the few states that, you know, haven't done a statewide stay-at-home, whatever they call it nowadays. But they're actually, I saw a petition on that change.org. It had about, I don't know, 15 to 20,000 signatures asking the governor to shut down the state.
Pathetic.
So people are literally petitioning to have freedoms taken away. It's a whole new level of begging.
There's one like that in Hawaii, too, to shut down the airports.
Yeah, I am really glad I'm in New Hampshire. I mean, I'm always really glad I'm in New Hampshire, but I am really glad.
Why? New Hampshire did it one of the first five states.
Compared to the other 49 states, where sometimes you're having cops go and, you know, kidnap you if you just walk down the street and they don't know why. Like, yeah, compared to that. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, a lot of places that are, quote, supposed to be closed right now aren't. So there's that, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a lackluster lockdown here in Florida. I went to a bunch of stores today, driving around. The streets are full, traffic. It's, you know, people are exercising, and I love it, so.
But, yeah, you are right. There is a certain amount of people out there that are literally begging for these restrictions, a fairly large number of people. I thought I had a story about the numbers tonight, but I don't see it in front of me, so maybe I forgot to book
one. So I just figured I'd give you guys that, and I'll let you guys have that. So
hey, good call. Thanks, Derek. I appreciate hearing from you, man.
So I had a conversation with Ken Schoolin again yesterday on my podcast, The Anarchist Experience.
At anarchistexperience.com.
Right. And so I'm talking to him about, like, you know, what could be done as far as a protest, because the government is far overreaching on this whole coronavirus shutdown. How do you fight back against that and still be, you know, safe and healthy in what you're doing?
Well, safe from, because you said and healthy. So are you talking about safe from the cold, or safe from the state?
If you're concerned, about actually catching the virus, right, how do you violate the lockdown orders and still not catch the virus? It's like the specifics of my question.
Well, yeah, so if you're afraid of going outside, you can't violate the don't go outside order without going outside.
I understand that. But there has to be a way for people who are against the state, right, and don't want the lockdown, but are also concerned about getting the virus and, like, getting sick and dying.
Well, you put up plexiglass at the cash register. Have your cashiers wear gloves and change them out regularly. Have them sanitize countertops and places.
That's from a business perspective.
Touch. I thought that was what you were asking.
No, just the individuals, right? Like, if I want to violate the stay-at-home order, and I'm concerned about catching the coronavirus by going out and interacting in groups larger than 10, mm-hmm. right? What do I do?
Wear a mask.
Fine.
Stay away from people.
That's a fair answer. But what the response that I got from Ken was basically like, this is not the time to protest.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
No. Because you want to protest in such a way that you will garner public support for your protest.
Right. So as long as the public hates freedom, you should never protest.
I'm not ever going to garner public support for anarchy. So then I'm getting to the point where I don't see how I can care about public support.
I said 99%. He said 90%. I'm like, fine, 90%. Right? 90% of people, like the general public out there, supports the government lockdown.
I don't know if it's 90%.
What, throw out a number.
High. It's way higher than
I heard
than
it was
I
like three quarters.
Expected.
Yeah.
75%?
80%, 75%.
It's still a high
super
number.
Majority.
It's a lot.
So how do you make your protests look like you're the good guy then? If you're going to go out there and violate the stay-at-home order.
Well, I don't know where Ken Schoolin has been, but libertarianism has never been popular in the United States.
Well,
so any
his goal is to make it more popular. How do you make it more popular?
You can't. I mean, all you can do is you can attract the people who are ready to hear your message. You can try to influence other people who might be willing to listen, but it's still going to take them time to kind of overcome whatever objections they may have and learn about the ideas that we're presenting. I mean, we've been on the air for more than a decade, almost two decades on Free Talk Live, and it's not like, you know, our show's taken off with popularity or anything like that. Libertarianism, even though it's a moral viewpoint, and even though it's a consistent and logical viewpoint, does not appeal to most people.
Understood.
And it probably never will. I mean, I wish that it did. I wish that it was something where people came across it and were like, yeah, I'm with you guys. But it's very rare that happens.
Yeah, and I until recently, I didn't realize quite how delusional I was being about that.
Really?
Because at first it was like, oh, I never thought about that. Everyone must want to know this, and I found out really quickly that was not the case. But then I still had this, well, if we convince people,
then
they'll be with us. But that's people are literally begging for a lockdown. I can't fix that.
In this case, yes, but there are certain areas, like police abuse being one of them, where you can get public support. Right? When you go out there and you point out what the police are doing, you video the bad actions, you can show the public and say, like, this is what the state is doing. This is why you should be on our side. And a lot of people, more people than, like, you know, than in this case, will say, like, yeah, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. The police should not be doing that, and something needs
to change.
But
they're still not against the police. They're like, oh, well, this is this one.
An isolated incident.
Or that they can change the system.
Not all cops. Like, no.
Right.
Or maybe they think there's a lot of police that are bad, but they think that they can change the system to make it better.
Yeah,
they
but their problem is still not
board.
With the system. Their problem is with, oh, that particular employee of the police department should be fired.
Well, they
may
be able to identify that there's rife corruption across the police department, but they still think the system could be changed in a way that can solve it.
But in
so
this
they
case,
think they
like
can,
the system instance, the way it is and want it stronger.
That's, you're talking about
in the COVID
current
case. Yeah.
Right. Well, but there's still some people who care about, like, doing their own thing, right? There's still parties that are happening.
Yeah.
They're being broken up. We had a guy, Makona, in our Discord chat who's saying that in New York City, there's a lot of people still getting together for barbecues and parties in larger numbers than they're allowed to get together. So there's definitely still some people out there. They're a minority, but then again, we can only really appeal to minorities. Let's talk further about it in an hour or two coming up.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.